Hello, we're back with 10 minutes of Talmud, and today we are going to learn about what the heck is the Afikoman. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu La'asok B'Divrei Torah. All right, we're in Yerushalmi Pesachim, chapter 10, Halacha 7, excuse me, 6, New Mishnah today, and we're on page 85b1. So here we go. Mazgu lo kos shlishi. So they mix up the third cup of wine. Remember, we talked about how wine in those days is mixed up. It's a wine concentrate plus water to dilute it. Mibarech al mazono, and he recites the grace after meals. Okay. Rivi'i, and then you mix up that fourth cup of wine. Gomer alav et ha-halel. So, and what you do over that one is you recite the Hallel. So basically, each cup of wine has some words that go with it, or some subsection of the Seder that goes with it. Okay? Gomer alav et ha-halel. They finish the Hallel. Ve'omer alav birkat hashir. And they recite over it the blessing of the song. Bein hakosot halalu, between these cups, that is, between the intervals of the four cups, okay? Im rotzo lishto ishtei, if he wishes to drink, he can drink. Bein shlishi l'rivi'i lo ishtei, but wait, between the third and the fourth, no, he may not drink. Ein masterin achar ha-pesach afikoman. So we may not conclude the Seder meal after the Passover offering unless it's with the afikoman. So they're a little ambivalent about the drinking. Because on the one hand, they want you to rejoice. On the other hand, they don't want you to get so drunk that you wander off or you don't really finish the Seder. So a little ambivalent there. All right, so here we go with the Gemara, Ketiv. It is written, Bifroa pra'ot b'Yisrael b'hitna dev ambarchu Adonai. When vengeances are inflicted on behalf of Israel, when the people dedicates itself to God, bless the Lord. And that is Judges 5:2. So what does that mean? Hitnavdu Rashe Am, when the leaders of the nation dedicate themselves to bless God, then the verse means, Kesha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Lachem Nisim. When we dedicate ourselves to God, God will wholeheartedly dedicate himself to us and perform miracles for us. And then the transaction is complete when Tehu Omrim Shira, when we sing a song of praise. So it's actually a very nice paradigm of leadership, isn't it? We step up to the plate. God then steps up to the plate even more strongly than we do. And then we say thank you by singing a song. All right, that's how that transaction works. Okay, but of course, they're kind of have an argument about it. Okay. Hativon, so they challenge it. Harege ulat Mitzrayim. Wait a minute. We had the redemption from Egypt. We didn't really sing a whole big hallel, bunch of hallel psalms then, did we? All right. Shanyahi, that's a little bit different. Shehi techilat geulatan, because that's just the beginning of their redemption. We're sliding into first on that one. Haray Mordechai v'Esther, but whoa, wait about Mordechai and Esther. Shanyahi, that's also different. Shahayu b'chutz la'aretz, because that miracle happened outside the land of Israel. Boy, they're grasping at straws here, aren't they? V'it devat eimimar, and there are others who wish to say, Mordechai v'Esther, at the time of Mordechai and Esther, Misonehem nigalu, they were redeemed from their enemies. That would be Haman and his minions. Velo nigalu min hamalkut, but they weren't delivered from the monarchy. Again, those are pretty weak reads, I must say. They're just if we're getting to the end of the tractate, they're having a little fun now. All right. Now we're going to go back to drinking wine and learning about that. So, Lama, why should we not drink more wine between the third and the fourth cups? Bishvil shelo yishtaker. That's actually reasonable, right? In order that you shouldn't get drunk. Because if you're drunk, you're not going to, be able to finish the Seder in a proper way. Kvar mishukarhu. But wait a minute, what if you're already drunk? You've been having quite a bit of wine, right? Ma bein yayin shebetoch hamazon, ma bein yayin sheachar hamazon. So what's the difference? You drink the wine while you're eating food or after you're eating food, it doesn't matter. It's alcohol. Your blood pressure, your blood alcohol is raised. And here's the answer. Yayin shel achar hamazon mishaker. So wine consumed after you eat causes you to get drunk more than wine not when you're drinking. Actually, if anybody knows the answer, I'd be very grateful if you would email me and tell me, because I don't really know whether that's true or not. All right. Now we get to the business of what is the Afikoman. Rabbi Simon b'shem, Rabbi Aninya, the Rabbi Sisi, so all those guys say, mean what is the Afikoman? So one of them says, Mine Zemer, it's a kind of song. Okay, you didn't think that one was coming, did you? Rabbi Yochanan Omer, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Mine Metika, it's a kind of sweet. Shmuel Amar, Ardile, that it is Kagon Ardile, it's like mushrooms. Or meats. It's some fancy meats, right? Vagozal, and it's like the pigeons that Rabbi Hananya ben Shilat would eat for dessert. So, okay, so here's what we have. The Afikoman could be a song. It could be after dinner entertainment, or it could be a sweet dessert, or it could be pigeons. I'll tell you one thing, it ain't a cracker. It is not a piece of matzah. So if you want to go whole hog on this Passover and get really creative and do something different, go for it. You're following the Yerushalmi. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.